when Esther comes into Achashverosh for the third time, after already having had Haman killed, she's now in charge of his household. Achashverosh has given to Esther and to Mordechai the home and estate of Haman, and she comes in and she begs and she pleads on behalf of her people because the decree is still out there. And she uses the phrase, Eichacha uchal v'ro'isi, how can it possibly be? How can I bear witness to see what's going to happen to my people? V'ro'a asher yimtso es ami, to see the evil that will befall my people. How can I see this? V'ro'a asher yimtso es ami. And those familiar with Tanakh will recognize that this is not the first time this phrase has appeared in the Torah. This phrase that Esther uses and says, how can I see the ro'a that will befall my people, has been said before, and she's paraphrasing somebody else who's already uttered this idea. That comes from the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, when Yosef is viceroy of Mitzrayim, and he's standing in control, and the brothers are before him, and he has taken Binyamin captive. Binyamin has had the gevir, the goblet, found in his sack, and Yosef is threatening to keep Binyamin behind, and Yehuda, who has taken responsibility for Binyamin, steps forward and stands before Yosef and says, I have taken responsibility. I cannot return home without this child. And the word that Yehuda uses after his dialogue with Yosef in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, he says, Eich e'ela el aviva hanar eineni iti. How can I go back to my father and this child will not be with me? Pen ero v'ro asher yimtso es avi. Lest I see the evil that will befall my father. The exact same phrase that Yehuda uses, pen erev v'ro'a asher yimtso es avi, she says, eicha lucha liros hara'a asher yimtso es ami. Yehuda says, I can't stand to bear witness to see the evil that will fall my father. And she says, I can't see the evil which will befall my people. So it's interesting when you cheshbon out what's going on, Yehuda is standing up for his younger brother, Binyamin. And he says, I can't go home without my brother Binyamin. I've taken responsibility, and even though my father has said, as you know, my wife only had two children, Binyamin and Yosef, and one of them is gone, I have to have my Binyamin. Yehuda, who is one of the other wives' children, who Yaakov says, I only had two children, these are the two that I have to have. And he stands up for his brother Binyamin and says, I can't leave him here, take me instead, I'm going home with Binyamin. Years later, Esther, who was descendant from Shevet Binyamin, and Mordechai, also descendant of Shevet Binyamin, they're now in Shushan, the first exile the Jewish people have experienced, and they're referred to as the Yehudim throughout all of the Megillah. They're the Yehudim, the Jews. Now we know that before the exile, the Jewish people were very territorial. They were Shvatim, and they were known and described as being from particular Shvatim. Shevet of Reuven, and Shimon, and Levi, and Yehuda, all the Shvatim had their Shevet, and here they've become, they're just the Jews. They're no longer in Eretz Yisrael. They're no longer in their ancestral homeland. They're the Jews, named after Shevet Yehuda, who were the bulk of the Jews who were exiled. The 10 tribes have been exiled before. The bulk of this exile, the tribes of Binyamin and Yehuda. And the Shevet of Binyamin, of Esther, and Mordechai, she uses the exact same phrase that her descendant Yehuda used to save his brother Binyamin. She now, from Binyamin, is using that exact same language to stand up and say, I can't just sit by and say, well, they're from the tribes of Yehuda, forget about them. I can't forget about them, they're my people. And the same language that Yehuda uses, she uses, how can I stand by and watch the evil which will befall my brethren from Yehuda, the Yehudim, I can't stand by using that and not do anything about it. Earlier in the Megillah, the way that Esther rose to power is through the demise, of course, of Vashti. And the way that the demise of Vashti comes about is that she refuses to come to the king. And Haman, in the form of Nemuchan, has this idea in which, let's get rid of Vashti and place somebody else in her stead. The language that Haman uses is, Umalkusa yitena melech liru'usa hatoiva mimena. Let's give the kingdom, the position of the queen, to somebody, liru'usa hatoiva mimena, to her colleague, her rea, her friend, who will be greater than her. That phrase also has been used elsewhere in Tanakh. This is not the first time we find the phrase of Umalkusa yitein hamelech liru'usa hateva mimena. Where else do we find the phrase of giving the kingdom to a greater colleague than you? So this comes from Sefer Shmuel. When Shaul hamelech, King Shaul, who's descended of course from Binyamin, has failed to wipe out the nation of Amalek, King Agag, so Shmuel Hanavi, the prophet Shmuel, comes to him and says, you have failed in your task. We'll skim through all of the long dialogue. You've basically failed, and your kingdom is going to be, you're finished. And after Shmuel has his dialogue, he turns to leave, and Shaul HaMelech reaches out to stop him from leaving, and he rips onto his coat, and the Navi says that Shmuel turns, his coat rips from upon him. And Shmuel turns him and says, Kara Hashem es mamluchus es Yisrael me'alacha hayom. Today, in the same way that you just ripped my coat, Hashem has torn your coat from you. Unisana l'reyocha hatov mimecha. And has given it to your colleague who will be better than you. Same language that Haman uses. So Shaul, who loses the kingdom because of Amalek, it is Amalek's descendant, Agag, the king's descendant, the very person who Shaul doesn't kill, whose descendant uses that exact same language to give the kingdom back to Shevet Binyamin in the form of Esther through the story of Purim. When you put the whole thing together, it's a fascinating chain of events. What happens is that Shaul, the Shevet of Binyamin, who is saved by Yehuda, back in the times of Yosef, where Yosef stands up, Binyamin then loses the kingdom because of Agag, because of Amalek. It is that same Agag, the same descendant of Amalek, uses the same phrase to put Esther back on the throne, to use the exact same phrase to return the favor and save Shevet Yehuda and all of the Jews, using the same phraseology throughout. You see the parallels that the Megillah uses throughout Tanakh.